Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Receiving greater blessings is a longing shared by many. Yet Jesus reveals a surprising pathway to these blessings in his words to Thomas after the resurrection. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. This statement shifts our focus from relying on visible proof to embracing a deeper trust in God's promises. Rather than seeking tangible signs or demanding personal evidence, Jesus teaches that true blessings come to those who exercise faith, believing in Him through the testimony of Scripture and the witness of others. So, how do we unlock this kind of faith? How do we position ourselves for the greater blessings Jesus spoke of? Get ready to be encouraged, challenged, and inspired to believe God in a new way in today's message by Evangelist Paul Acqua, titled, How to Receive Greater Blessings. Let's join in.
Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And this recorded in John chapter 20, verse 29. Hallelujah. Let me give you the context of this scripture. This is talking about the resurrection of the dead. Jesus had resurrected from the dead. He appeared to his disciples. The doors were shut and Jesus just appeared inside the room and said, "Look at my hands and side." And his disciples believed him. That's in John chapter 20. But then let me read you from verse 19 going. It says, on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. But let's look at verse 24. Verse 24 says, now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And the Bible says from verse 26 that a week later, his disciples were in the house again and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." And then Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." So actually he repented from his disbelief, you know. And the key verse is in verse 29. Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." So Jesus put a greater blessing on those that have not seen and yet have believed. That's very important. Jesus said there is a greater blessing upon the person who has not seen and yet has believed. Did you know when I first read this, I said, "Lord, I want the greater blessings." And I think so do you. I want to walk in the fullness of the blessings. I want to have the total power. He told Thomas that there is a greater blessing than the kind of blessing that he had. Why? Because his faith was based on sense knowledge. What is a sense knowledge? A sense knowledge is a type of faith, a very carnal type of faith that will not reap the blessings of God, that will not receive the greater blessings of God, my friend. Thomas's faith was based on what he could see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. That's just a natural type of faith. That's not what a Christian should operate on. The word of God is more sure than anything. And if you are basing your faith on what you see, you are basing your faith on what you can taste, hear, and smell, or feel, then you are many, many, many miles behind the person who is basing their faith on what God's word says. That's where you get the greater blessings. So my friend, Jesus is saying that there is a greater blessings on people who would believe the word without having to have a physical proof or evidence. But you believe the word, period. He says you believe because you saw, but yeah, rather blessed are those who believe without seeing. I want to get that greater blessing, and I'm walking in it, and I want you to have that blessing. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. So you see the scripture, after hearing the news, Thomas declared that he must see and touch the Savior before he could believe in the resurrection. And yet Jesus said that those who do not need visual evidence of his work, they would be especially blessed. My friend, trusting God means looking beyond what you can see to what he, God, sees, you know? God sees beyond what you can see. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows ahead of time. You don't operate in what you see. That's not what faith is. So this is the very essence of faith. We don't see God at work, but we have confidence in him anyway. We must actively obey him and have confidence in his love. We must actually trust his power and his love for us before we will even be blessed. That's what the Bible is saying. What kind of person are you? I think from today, you will operate just based on the word of God and what you see or feel. The greatest faith is the faith that says, speak the word only. Let me refer you to a story in Matthew chapter 8. And I will contrast this with the faith that Jesus said was the greatest faith he had ever seen. In Matthew chapter 8 and from verse 5, the Bible says that when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed and suffering terribly. And Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. Marvelous. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. And that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. So here's an instance where Jesus said that he had never seen such great faith. But then when he talked to Thomas in John chapter 20 that we just read, he said, Thomas, there are people that are more blessed than you are. Why? Because they believed without seeing. What was wrong with Thomas's faith that Jesus said was not a good faith or a great faith? And yet here in the 8th chapter of Matthew that I just read is the greatest faith that Jesus recorded in the word of God. The difference was that Thomas based his faith on what he could see. He based his faith on natural faith. He based his faith on what he could taste, hear, smell, and feel. And this centurion said, Lord, I recognize the authority that's in your word. I have people under me. I have got authority. And all I have to do is to say the word, and it will happen. He said to Jesus, you speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. This man put so much faith in Jesus Christ that he put faith in his word. Jesus and his word cannot be separated, my friend. It's not possible for a person to say, oh, I believe in Jesus. I love Jesus. I serve Jesus, and yet they don't love the word of God. Jesus is the word of God. The Bible records in John chapter 1 that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was with God in the beginning. So the word of God is Jesus Christ himself. Jesus and the word of God cannot be separated. And this man realized this, that Jesus' word was just as good as Jesus was. And he put faith in Jesus and in his word. His faith was based on the word of God, and that was the greatest faith. This man did not have to have Jesus come to his house and touch his servant. He believed the word of God. The Bible says he sent his word to heal them. So the centurion had the faith that was in God's word alone. He didn't have to have Jesus come to his house and wave his hand over the sick servant. If Jesus would just speak the word, that was all he needed. So you can contrast this centurion's faith with the human faith of Thomas, who was even one of Jesus' 12 disciples. You see, there is difference between human faith and spiritual faith. Human faith will never get you into the supernatural power of God. The word of God is what causes spiritual faith. You choose which one you will believe and what kind of results you will have. Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You can receive greater blessing by believing in the word of God, my friend. You don't need any evidence. Just hold fast onto the word of God, and I tell you, you are going to have greater blessings. I cannot overemphasize this, that this is really one of the keys to faith. You have to get to where you put such a high priority on God's word. You know, put higher priority on God's word. That God's word to you is more sure than what you can see. It's more sure than what you can feel. It's more sure than what you can taste or hear or smell. You must believe God's word more than you believe the word of the doctor or a lawyer or anybody else. That's where the greater blessings are coming from. There are a lot of people who say, "Brother, I believe God." But when it comes to a point where the doctor just says that, "Oh, look, you are going to die," you are more just moved by what a man says than what the word of God says. See, do you believe the scriptures that say, "I will not die but live"? Do you believe that by his stripes we were healed? Do you believe he himself bore our infirmities and carried our sicknesses and diseases onto the cross? Do you believe those things? Do you believe the healing power of God? When it comes right down to it, we believe in the natural and in the things that we have been taught to put value on more than we do the word of God. You see, many of us, we have been taught to believe in natural things more than just value the word of God. Most of us believe the news media more than we believe in God's word, and that shouldn't be the case. Most of you, if the news media would just say that, "Look, there's going to be inflation, the economy is going to be destroyed, there's the economic downturn, the economy is falling apart," many of you will immediately act in a particular way. And yet God said he would bless the work of your hands, and that my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. You know all this, but do you put these words into action? Do you believe? And that's why the Bible says that faith without works is dead. A person that says they believe something and didn't act on it, they just are deceiving themselves. My friend, believe in the word of God and act on it and receive greater blessings. So if you have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you are a believer, my friend, act on the word of God, and that's when you shall be free indeed. But if you haven't even received Christ, this is the first step you have to take. It doesn't matter how many sins you have committed. just believe that Jesus died on the cross to carry all your sins away, to carry your diseases away, to save you. And if you will, you may just pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. And I tell you, you will be saved. Pray after me right now. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.